A new book called The Ghost Mountain Boys chronicles the 32nd Red Arrow Division's first campaign in New Guinea off Australia in 1942. Author James Campbell says these were the darkest days of the Second World War, but the division would destroy the myth of Japanese invincibility at the price of more than 4,000 Red Arrow casualties.
Anybody who fought in New Guinea suffered monumentally. MacArthur's chief engineering officers called it the ultimate nightmare country and said that the American Army would face challenges without precedent in American military history on the island of New Guinea, and it certainly did.
With America losing 1,000 World War II vets a day now, Campbell says it's the right time for his book.
As one veteran told me, see their buddies around them dropping like flies, and I think they want to be remembered. The 32nd Division not only fought in New Guinea, but fought all the way to Luzon, and has more days in combat than any division in World War II, whether it's South Pacific or the European front. 654 days of combat.
Campbell spoke in Superior at the Richard Bong World War II Heritage Center. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.